We've got a lot of proud adults accompanying their kids today. And if you could not be here to hear somebody you love or like, or both, you can send us a note. Go to slvradio.org and go to the instant input section right on the main page. And if you type something in that box, it will come directly to us, and you can send along a word of congratulations or acknowledgement to one of the kids you're about to hear from. You're going to get a chance to meet everybody in a moment, but here today are Kate and Ava and Emma and Jocelyn and Josephine, or Lachlan, sorry, Lachlan. I got confused with Josephine. The J was on top of the L there. It's Lachlan. Lachlan's been here many, many times. Kate, Ava, Emma, Lachlan, and Josephine, along with Rochelle Agnew from the Center for Young Musicians. And they're going to begin with a song I think you'll recognize. We'll see if you can or not. Here from the Center for Young Musicians, we have our violinists. Is a song called Bure. And next, you will hear Musette. I was going to say that didn't sound like Bure. That was Perpetual Motion. The Bure is da 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 da. At least that's how I know it. The set order is a little different than what I had in front of me. So Musette is not next. Allegretto is next. Is that right? The Center for Young Musicians. Again, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Song is one I know you'll recognize. This is Camptown Races.
Camptown Races.
the Center for Young Musicians here this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. And they work with a community of students to develop a lifelong love of music through a long-term curriculum. Their website is at youngmusicians.org. We're going to talk with all these kids in a moment, but you should know that our youngest today is, I think, Kate is six. Is that right? Kate is six and is our youngest. Ava is eight, and then Emma and Lachlan and Josephine are each nine. So we have five violinists under the age of 10 under the direction of Rochelle Agnew. And now you're going to hear Bure. Here knows somebody named Millie. Ah, well, Millie says hello and congratulations. She just sent an email saying hello to you. So hello back. We'll get a chance. It's Emma, right?
No, I'm Josephine.
Oh, I'm getting everybody mixed up. It's Josephine. Yes, I make lots of mistakes. Josephine. Millie says hello to you.
Okay.
Who is Millie?
She's my best friend.
Oh, how nice that she wrote to you. Thank you, Millie, for writing. Here now is Musette is next, followed by Minuet.
Thank you.
the Center for Young Musicians. We have young violinists performing this morning, and I keep looking at the computer as you're playing. If you see me looking at the computer, it's because I'm checking emails, like the one from Millie that just came in. If you would like to send a note to any of the kids that are playing today, just go to slbradio.org and instant input, and you can get a note. And we'll talk with all five of the players in just a moment. They have two more songs, and the next one is called Long, Long Ago. And now this next song needs no introduction whatsoever. You'll hear our five violinists play it, then you'll get to meet them all. Wow, they sounded great. Come on over and sit around the table here. In fact, we'll use all of our microphones. Andy will help get that set up. And you guys all did a great job. The Center for Young Musicians. They're all matching in their green shirts. Oh, good. Do we have chairs for everybody? Indeed, we do. And microphones for everybody. And we're all set to get a chance to meet everyone. And we're going to start with Rochelle, who is the leader today and the instructor. And Rochelle, that was great.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about how you came to the Center for Young Musicians.
Sure. I came to the Center for Young Musicians about 3 years ago. I moved to Pittsburgh for my collegiate studies and my graduate studies, and found the Center for Young Musicians through that, and have been very joyfully working with all of these young people that time.
Where did you come from?
From Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Lancaster County.
And studying, where did you come here to study?
Yes, I studied at Duquesne University.
Well, so. Terrific. Well, it's nice to have you here with us. Let's meet each of our players now, and we're going to start with you. I'll let you introduce yourself. Hello.
Hi, I'm Emma.
Hi, Emma. And how long have you played?
I've been playing violin for 4 years.
Wow, and you're 9, right?
Yes.
Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
I'd like to say hi to my stepsister, Melinda.
Excellent. And what do you like about playing a violin?
I just like it whenever I finish a new song. I feel very happy that I succeeded with it.
That's a good sense of accomplishment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Any plans for the summer?
Well, I do a lot of horseback riding, so I'm going to horse shows, and I'm going to a sleepaway camp with my friend Jordan.
Excellent. You should have a lot of fun. How long is camp?
You mean the one...
The sleepaway camp.
It's a whole week.
Wow. Well, that should be a lot of fun. Anything else you'd like to say? I just want to be sure I didn't miss anything. Well, thanks. And let's see who we're going to meet next. I believe this is Josephine, who Millie said hello to you, right? I'm now remembering things better. I'm so glad that she wrote to you. How long have you played violin?
I have played violin for 5 years.
Another 5-year player at the age of 9. By the way, Emma, where do you go to school?
Oh, I go to school at Ellis.
Sorry that I forgot to ask you that. Josephine, where do you go?
I go to school at Folk.
And do you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Mom, Grandma, and Grandpa, and Millie.
Excellent. And what do you like about playing?
Moving from books.
To go from one to another, and is it you're progressing, like getting to another advanced book?
Yeah.
Is that cool? I notice you've got a tattoo of sorts there. Is that a real tattoo? No, it looks. What's nice? I didn't mean to call attention to it, but I saw it there, and I was thinking that may be real. I don't know if I'm ready yet or not. Do you have any plans for the summer?
Yes, I'm going to Deer Creek Camp for 2 weeks, maybe doing residence week, and then I'm going to Geneva for 2 weeks for sailing camp and art camp.
Excellent.
Well, and then I'm going to Institute.
You're going to be busy. A busy summer. Thanks, Josephine. Now, next, we have Ava, who is right in front of me. Hello, Ava.
Hi.
And how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
Where do you go to school?
Bradford Woods Elementary.
It's nice to meet you. And how long have you played?
4 years.
Another long-term student. And what do you like about playing?
I like to go to, recitals.
So is today kind of like a recital?
Yeah.
Because you all sounded wonderful. What do you like about you? The one reason today is a little different is you don't have a big live audience right in front of you. They're listening on the radio. What's it like when you have a big live audience sitting in chairs and everything? Does it make you nervous at all?
Not really. Like, I usually don't mess up. But last recital, there was a baby crying during my performance.
Oh. Were you playing all by yourself?
Yeah.
That would make me a little nervous. Did the baby distract you a little bit?
A little.
That's sometimes what babies do for a living. They like to distract other people. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
My grandma and grandpa and my aunt and my 3 cousins, Sedona, Denali, and McKinley.
And do you have plans for the summer?
I'm going to an acting camp and a camp with my school.
Well, cool. I hope you enjoy it. Next is Kate, who's our youngest violinist today. Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good.
Whose sister are you?
Ava.
I thought you two were sisters. And would you like to say hello to anybody who is tuned in?
To Jillian and Matt.
Excellent. And how long have you played now?
2 years.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you sounded very good today. And where do you go to school?
Blackfoot Woods.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening today? A shout out to anybody?
My mommy.
Great. Well, thank you, Kate. It's nice to meet you. And then finally, we are going to say hello to Lachlan. Hi, Lachlan. How are you?
Good.
It's good to see you again. And Lachlan is now 9. Where do you go to school?
I go to Wexford Elementary, but I'm going into Eaton Hall.
Oh, and what do you like about playing?
The violin?
Yes.
Probably that it's just really fun.
It is a lot of fun, and I'm going to come back and ask in a second. I'm going to ask that question of you, Kate. I wanted to find that out from you, too. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Probably my mom, my other mom, my grandpa, and my friends.
Excellent. And any plans for the summer?
We're going to Florida.
You're going to go to Florida. Yeah, he's going to Florida too, Andy. He's going to Naples, Florida. What part of Florida are you going to?
Marco Island.
Oh, that's a great place. Have you been there?
Yep.
I've been there too. So Marco Island is great. And in fact, it's really close to Naples. When are you going?
I don't know yet.
I was going to say, you might be able to commute with Andy, save a little money. Although Andy's probably flying, I'm guessing. But it's beautiful there. Let's come back to Kate now. Kate, I wanted to ask you what you like about playing violin.
I like to play violin because I like to play violin.
Perfect. That's a very centering kind of answer, isn't it? I also like your headband. Did you get that for Flag Day?
No.
Yesterday was Flag Day. The headband has like a little Uncle Sam type hat on the top of it. Does it have any special significance at all?
No.
It's very pretty. Rochelle, how can people get involved with Center for Young Musicians? Are there openings for kids that might want to learn how to play? Let me turn your microphone on.
We definitely have openings for kids. You can reach us through our website, www.youngmusicians.org. You can also give us a call. All of our contact information is on our website. Or you can send us an email at info@youngmusicians.org.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank you. I'd be happy to meet any new students. So,
thanks for being with us. Did anybody mean to say something that they may have missed saying? Let's see. This is, don't tell me, it's Joseph. No, it's not Josephine. I'm having trouble with names today. It's Emma.
Ava.
What? Too many green shirts. It's the green shirts that are throwing me off.
My sister got her hat because her old one broke. She used to have a black top hat.
Oh, that makes sense. I'm glad. Charlie and Sylvia, does anybody know Charlie and Sylvia?
Yeah, they're my brother and sister.
Yes, well, they say hello to you by way of Burkhart. They say hi to you. Who knows a Harry and Susan?
My grandparents.
Those are your grandparents. They say hello, too. They're in Geneva, New York. And does somebody have an Aunt C? Yes, that Aunt C is Ava and Kate. We could not be more proud. Love you. Aunt C plus three.
That's our triplet cousins.
Oh, triplets. Wow. Well, congratulations to each of you, and I hope that we will see you again soon here. The Center for Young Musicians, violinist.